Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joelle Lorenzi, Omaha World Herald, on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Yeah, I didn't play Counting Crows in the arena at Balls Arena in Denver on Sunday as Creighton advanced into the Sweet 16, but they should have if Joelle Lorenzi had his way. Hi, Joelle.
It's a damn shame, man. And I got to say, I don't think that intro will ever get old.
Never gets old when the big voice guy says your name. No, it really doesn't.
Nope.
So do you get back okay? Everything good to roll and bag unpacked and then repacked for Louisville like tomorrow?
Well, I haven't exactly unpacked. Going to try to wash some clothes tonight, see how much I can get done, and maybe take out a few things out of my bag because I'm an overpacker. So, like, a lot of the clothes that I packed didn't even get worn, even after however many days, 5 days. So, have not touched my bag since yesterday.
You had the sport coat on, I think, Friday. It was pretty sharp.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I don't usually do that, but I figured, hey, if this ends up being the last game of the season or something, I want to go out of style, you know?
Yeah, it was well done. It was well done. All right, let's talk. Well, let's talk about last weekend first. So it's another sort. Where would you grade each performance? Like NC State was a B game, was a B minus game, was a C game. Baylor was an A game. I guess where would you put the grades for both of those?
No, I think NC State was probably in the B range. I think if you go back to what I wrote ahead of that game, it was pretty spot on to what I thought would happen. I think with a guy like Taquavion Smith, and they kind of did something similar with LJ Crier, but with a guy like that, you guys let him go off. I mean, you can only do so much. You spend time trying to use every ounce of your power to keep him from scoring. And he's not the most creative facilitator, but he'll find ways to get it to guys. I mean, Jarkel Joyner is a talented guard. So I thought the way to do that, the way to go about that was, you know, let him run into Kalk at the rim and, you know, limit everyone else. And they did exactly that. And it ended up in a comfortable win despite the bad three-point shooting, which is why it would be a B because of the shooting. But Baylor was a really complete game. You're right. I think that's probably in the A range. That was just, I mean, the defensive side, I didn't think they'd be able to. I was worried about the matchups going into that one. I didn't think they'd be able to keep it as, like, Crier being the one to go off and then, you know, have the two guys that they limited. I mean, granted, Flagler had a good game, but nothing crazy. And then Keontae George probably had his worst game of the season. So, defensively, they did their thing. I mean, it took some really good shot making from Baylor to even have the numbers line up to where you would think, oh, they didn't play too bad. And then offensively, obviously, all the shots were falling. The shot maker was a lot of what they call onions. Ryan Nemhard has a lot of them. And so it was just an all-around complete showing.
Yeah. Crier was, I mean, they played two really, really good guards on Friday and Sunday in Taquavion Smith and LJ Crier. And they both got theirs. But Creighton was able to get out of there. So now if you look at it in a slightly extended picture, I would say this, I think you would agree. So if you start at the Big East tournament, they played a really, really good game, complete game against Villanova, a stinker against Xavier, and then somewhere in the middle, probably against NC State, and a really good one, I think, against Baylor. So we talk about, you know, we've talked about some of their inconsistencies and just like the internally, if you're looking at this team from a performance perspective, and they might not need their A game to their A plus game to get through Princeton. do you feel a little bit more comfortable going into the second weekend of the tournament in just terms of like what you're going to get from them?
I still think they're very unpredictable, but I will say the defensive game plan, like, say what you want about this team and how unpredictable they might be in terms of offensive showing and shot making, but the defensive, the game planning has remained consistent, especially through these first couple games of the tournament. I think you've kind of known that they got a game plan, they're going to execute it. It's worked, man. Like, I already mentioned what they did with Trequavion. I was stunned by how well they were able to, you know, work their magic against Baylor. And so I know that when it comes to Princeton has stunned guys despite, you know, their size, their lack of size, I should say. And I'm sure Creighton has something for that. I mean, they got one of the best defenders in the country, which I'm sure helps win game planning. So on that side, you know what you're going to get. Still don't know what you're going to get necessarily on the offensive side.
Yeah.
But I think – through these next two games, or this next game, I should say, you know, that gives you a little bit of comfort knowing that, you know, defensively, you probably won't have a ton to worry about. Yeah, granted, Xavier was just like 2 weeks ago, but I think that was just so far off the mark for them. It was just uncharacteristic.
Joel Lorenzi from the World Herald is with us. Okay, so when you look ahead, actually, I got one more on this past weekend. As Creighton's trying to close Baylor out, and they really kept them at arm's length at least the entire game. You look at the box score; they didn't miss a free throw. They weren't particularly like turnover prone, but Baylor was sort of turning up the heat a little bit. But I could feel it, and even after they hit the sort of dagger to go up 18 with just under 6 minutes left from Nembhard. What was the sense that you felt in the building from the Creighton fans? I was certainly felt the sort of nervousness, but for whatever reason, and you know, makes sense, I guess. It doesn't usually come out in this team. They're pretty loose, and I think that was my main takeaway from the first weekend. Just how the moment didn't really get to them.
Yeah, I'd agree, and I think they do. You know, college basketball in general. I've never seen an era of basketball where leads are so fragile. Like, you could be up 15, and that could all go away so quickly, more than ever. And so I think they knew, even though 18 is almost insurmountable with that amount of time, it's not far-fetched. I'm sure we've seen crazier things. And so it just felt like they were level. And even after all the whistles, the trips to the line for Baylor late in that game, they just stayed, like you said, in the moment. And when they got to the line, they delivered, man. I mean, 22 for 22 from the free throw line is unreal.
What's the expectation for this weekend? It's sort of a wonky setup, right? It's you're in the Sweet 16. You feel like you've passed a checkpoint. And then meeting you on the other side isn't one of the powers of college basketball. It's a 15 seed in Princeton. Like, that's sort of a little bit of an emotional roller coaster in and of itself. What do you sort of expect out of them this weekend?
Yeah, I think they've comfortably beat these last two teams. I think you should probably expect the same. Now, granted, that people shouldn't be looking past Princeton. Princeton has beat two teams that going into they probably had no business beating. I look at who they played this year. And they lost, granted. November losses and opening week losses shouldn't hold any weight to what the team is. The team lost to Hofstra the first week. Like, they really didn't play anybody all year. And they came in and, you know, played to their strengths and beat a couple of really good teams. Granted, Mizzou probably overachieved. I don't want to talk about them. But Arizona, really, really good team. I had going really far. A lot of people probably had them going further than Creighton. I'm sure they had them beating Creighton at some point, probably around now. And so definitely not a team to sleep on. But with the way Creighton is rolling, I think defensively, I think that's what people have come to find out. And when they run into that wall with Creighton is that defensively, with the big guy down there, I mean, he changes everything. Like,
yep.
Even like I saw a tweet the other day that was like, you know, talking about Bama and their big Bediako and how – Obama is like changing the game with drop. And I'm thinking to myself, like, hold on now. Drop has been around. Like, drop ain't a hipster thing as far as this year. Like,
no.
Drop has been around for some seasons, probably more so in the NBA. But and I don't think Alabama, granted, they got all the team success. They're probably the face of basketball, college basketball right now. But I don't think Bama has been the head of that charge. I mean, I don't think anybody drops better than Ryan Cogburn in the country. So I think people are coming to find that out. And, I mean, Tequavion, like, he was finishing some really wild stuff.
I know.
Crazy. And so I think Crane is just living with that, man. Like, even Cogburn had four fouls in that last game and put him in with 4 minutes left to go, four fouls. And he did his thing. He held his ground. I mean, this is the wall that teams are running into, man.
I think it's hard to sort of officiate him, too, sometimes because he has no problem. He's really good at not fouling. He has no problem staying totally vertical, straight up and down. And guys will just barrel into him. They'll just run into him, hoping they can get a call. Sometimes they do. But for the majority of the season, he's stayed out of foul trouble this year. I mean, he's the sole, like, his importance cannot be overstated. He is the sole anchor of what they're able to do on a top 15 defense in the country, and he's the reason that they're going to hang in games against everybody.
Yeah, well, when we look back at this team, when we revisit this team 5-10 years down the line, Cogburn, I don't know where he goes after this year, if he stays, if he goes. He's already, I think, an all-time Creighton great, if you ask me. And really, when we look at this era of Creighton basketball and it's defined by defense, you have to point to him. I mean, he's defined an entire era, basically himself, in the way that Rudy Gobert kind of did with the Jazz. I mean, of course, Donovan Mitchell was a big part of that, but Rudy Gobert was a walking defense, and the reason that the Jazz could even be a top 15 defense in the league at times was because of him. And Cogburn does the same for Creighton.
You know what's funny, Joel? Creighton's a 6 seed, and they have that 6 attached to him, and they're obviously playing a 15. But they're number 12 on KenPom. They're the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th best team left in the field, according to KenPom. Where would you seed them or rank them compared to the other teams that are still in the field? Middle of the pack, upper half, where would they be?
I'd say between middle of the pack and upper half, probably around that range, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, maybe as high as 5, just off the top of my head. I mean, there's still some, don't get me wrong, there's still some great teams in there. You got Houston, who's been my favorite all year. You got Bama, obviously, who would be a tough out. Texas is rolling. Trying to think. I'm sure there are a couple teams I'm forgetting.
UCLA, UConn, Tennessee,
right.
Yeah. Gonzaga are the teams that are rated higher, along with the teams you mentioned.
Okay, Gonzaga. So I'd say they're 5, 6, 7. So top half. Because I mean, UConn, that depends on the day, I think. Gonzaga, you could argue for them. UCLA, you could argue for them. So, but like Tennessee, man, I don't even know how Tennessee got this far. To be honest, I'm pretty disappointed at Duke. That really upset me as a guy who thought he knew basketball. I mean, what the hell? Tennessee is they've been following all year to me, and it's to get this far. Let me not get started. But yeah, I think Creighton is better than Tennessee.
I don't know how you survive scoring 56 points a game, but they're somehow doing it.
Sure.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Great stuff from Denver, and enjoy Louisville coming up in a couple days.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Joel Lorenzi of the Omaha World Herald. I mean, you look at the KenPom, like I said. So of the remaining teams of the tournament, here's how it's ranked, just solely on KenPom overall rankings. Houston, Bama, UCLA, UConn, Texas, Tennessee, Gonzaga, Creighton. Creighton's dead in the middle. They're 8th. And then San Diego State, Xavier, Arkansas, K-State, FAU, Michigan State, Miami, and, of course, Princeton, who is, I mean, by the way, to be a 15 seed and, you know, be an Ivy League team and be 91 on KenPom and have their adjusted efficiency rankings both be in the top 100, that's really impressive because they're not getting help from the teams they're playing and the adjusted part of the adjusted efficiency. I mean, that's a pretty impressive team, by the way. So, you know, you're not trying to walk over them at all. But Creighton's got that six attached to him, and you're like, oh, this is kind of a this is a fun story. They got through the three, and that's a sort of a comparable team, but they won't be able to play with the big boys. I don't know. I mean, if you look at that top group, they've already beaten UConn once. They about beat Texas, and they had one of their worst offensive games of the season. You know, Gonzaga, I think, is pretty comparable. Houston, Alabama are probably on a little bit of a different level. And then UCLA is sort of in that middle pack as well. I would compare them more closely to them than I would, you know, the Arkansas, K-State, FAU, Michigan State sort of clump as well. But have you ever heard the thing that they say about the tournament, Josh, that it's all about matchups?
I have.
It's crazy.
I have heard this about the tournament.
This thing, they just keep saying it. So I have to believe that it's true.
Styles make fights.
Styles make fights. All right. We will come back. We still have plenty to come today. Ellie's going to join, of course, at 1 o'clock. We have a Creighton question in there. Some Matt Rule from yesterday and a Coach Prime update.
People forget about spring football, Connor.
They do. People do forget about spring football. It's up to us to remind them. All that to come on the Connor Hamper Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.